The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All right, so Mickey D's has a new partnership, bigger than Travis Scott, bigger than BTS. Let's talk about it in food news. Top of hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
All right, don't be complaining when things don't go your way if you're not voting. 52 days till the election. I want to give a personal story real quick. My Nana, may God rest her soul, was really big on voting, and I did not understand why when I was little, but I get it now. You know, the Civil Rights Act, which was passed in 1964, helped people of color all over the country have the right to vote. But unfortunately for Latinos, especially in southern states, they were requiring language tests, English tests, all these tests, which kept many Latinos, U.S. citizens, from voting until the 70s.
Dang.
So she was like, you better get up, girl. You better get out there. You better register to vote.
And I know it's going to be, this is a presidential year, so we're going to be voting for president. Go do that. But the main thing is all your local stuff's going to be on
Thank
that ballot,
you,
too. And that's what really matters to your life,
Thank
to
you.
Your schools, your roads, mm-hmm. and just your everyday life.
Yeah, president has none to do with how your school is run. Go to vote.gov right now and get registered. Food news, DJ Automatic.
McDonald's has teamed up with Crocs, and they're coming out with a Crocs Happy Meal.
There we go. I don't care about the voting, but this one I'm talking about.
You're lining up for this, not at the ballot box. See, people, so priorities. No. What are we doing here?
The Crocs Happy Meal is going to be available September 17th. It's going to come with Croc clips, and then it's going to have gibbet stickers in the box, and I'm sure kids are going to go
wild
for it.
Oh, so you don't get the shoe in there?
Those are like $60, Danny. Like, you think you're going to put that? How much is a Happy Meal at this point? I don't even know.
I would really appreciate to see Ronald McDonald in some Crocs, though.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Don't they have all the little people in a Hamburglar, Grimace, and some Crocs? Whoa, does Grimace have feet?
Is this a big enough counter for Wendy's if they get the Krabby Patty?
Ooh,
this is
know.
A battle.
Yeah, let's take a vote. Let's take a vote. Are you more excited about the Krabby Patty at Wendy's or the Croc Happy Meal at McDonald's? 877-730-DCS1. Tap in now. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's going to kick it off with National Friday, the 13th day.
I'm superstitious, but I love the number 13. So I'm going to get my huevito out and also know that I've got good news coming today. Do a little curandera. And yeah, everything's good. That's how my brain works.
All right, and we also got International Chocolate Day. So for my chocolate lovers out there. Ooh.
And I say this every year. I don't care. Chocolate is indigenous to this part of the world.
You are on one today.
I am. The cacao came from here. Imagine, though, when the Spanish arrived to massacre everyone, what they must have thought when they tasted
cacao. When they
tasted
chocolates for the first time, I would be like, oh my God, I'm moving here.
Hey, when you said I'm going to take it there, I didn't think you were going to take it all the way there.
I took it all the way there.
And we have National Peanut Day, which, fun fact, peanut is actually a legume, not a nut. So take that with you.
What?
Yeah. Groundbreaking news over here, everybody.
I had no idea.
Groundbreaking news over here.
I thought the cashew was the only legume.
Talking Crocs and legumes here. Priorities, people.
And let's go and wrap it up by shouting out all the bald men and women across the world. National Bald is Beautiful Day.
Nice. I do want to shout out the ladies that suffer from alopecia. Of course, we all learned about that with Jada Pinkett Smith. I know that didn't turn out so well that night when everything happened with Chris Rock, but it is something that women pride themselves on, their hair. We love you. You're beautiful. Vin Diesel. The Rock. Those
We're just shouting out great bald people.
Yeah, bald people.
Nice,
and who you got?
I'll shout out Lil Rob.
Lil Rob. That's my homie.
That's it right there. I'm about to shout out Lil
DJ
Rob,
Automatic.
Dude.
Anthony.
Oh.
Oh, keep my name out your mouth, you dirty little.
You are so wrong for that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the radio on, I asked a question about kids turning their phones in when they get to school. And the reason I did that is because of a girl named Adriana Kutch who took her own life after over a year of incessant bullying. These kids were pushing her, beating her, throwing it up on social media. Parents complained, continued to happen, but also having that one emergency phone in each class. Because as a mom, I do want to be, and maybe I'm a little helicopter parentish, but
I get what you're saying because of what happened with this girl, you kind of want to have everybody lose their cell phone. I don't know if I can agree with that.
I just don't know if it's possible. I mean, I think of like all the people who are like the teachers who are getting beat up when they try taking kids' phones away. Yeah. So that's
if you don't take it in a classroom, then I don't even got to worry about it. I'm talking when you walk in, you turn it into a locker. They do it at the Bruno Mars show.
They're not going to stop.
They do it at Dave Chappelle's show.
Yeah, those are grown adults. You're going to stop teenagers from sneaking them in.
I get it, but you got to follow rules. And if we establish this rule, then you get in trouble. All right, so line two, ma'am, you've been on hold for a minute. How do you feel about this discussion?
Dana, the fact that you would even suggest this, that to turn their phone in, it has my blood boiling.
What? Why?
I need to be able to contact my son, or he needs to be able to contact me if something is going down at their school.
We'll put an emergency phone in every classroom. I said that.
Just
I understand.
Like they used to have.
An emergency phone for 25 to 30 kids? When am I going to get the call if my kid is okay?
These kids are filming things. They're fighting. They're terrorizing people.
We didn't have all the problems they have at schools now.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't have one thing. We didn't have one thing in particular.
What are you talking about, automatic? Just
school shootings, Dana.
Yes, you put an emergency phone in every single room.
But if he has his cell phone, he can at least text me, hey, mom, there's a shooter on campus, but I'm fine. We're locked in our room. We're okay.
And that's what emergency phones are for in each classroom. Like I said, over and over again. But when the kids have the phones on them, they interrupt teachers. Kids are cheating and the bullying has gotten out of control.
I think all those things existed when I was in high school and I didn't have a cell phone.
Dana, somebody brought a BB gun to my kids' school last week in the morning and I did not find out until the afternoon. And how would I was like, my son, was he scared? Did he know the person? Was he around that person? Like, I had no idea. But he's not allowed to have his cell phone in his class. He has to lock in his locker. I'm having this issue right now with his school. Like, he needs to be able to have it on him. Now, I understand it's not for texting. It's not for, hey, we're going to McDonald's today. Are you okay? Is there an emergency? Can I come get you?
But that's what's happening. Children are abusing the use of their phone. And automatic, you said, how is that not going to change things? How is it going to change things? Because when you went home, it was over. These kids have to live with it 24 hours a day on their phone.
I can agree with that.
The abuse, psychological, it's not going to stop it, but at least I don't have to think about it. This little girl was beat and pushed and bullied, and it's just one person. We're talking about hundreds.
I think a lot of things failed, though, besides the phone. I think that
number one, the phone, take it away.
The principal, the parents, her friends, I think a lot of people failed.
All of it, you're right. But at least if you take the phone away, she doesn't have to live with it all the time in her face. You got a break when you left school. These kids get no break. And we're sitting here talking about cell phones protecting us from guns, protecting our children from mass shootings with cell phones. That's a topic for another day. I don't even want to talk about that. 877-730-DCS1. I would love to hear from teachers, too. How do you feel about asking children and their parents to turn their phones in when they enter school grounds, when they walk inside the building, and then when you leave, you get it back. But we have emergency phones in each classroom. I think it should be a broader discussion another day.
The Parents Court!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Could we see a boxing Canelo and UFC collaboration along with Dana White? Now, we're going to talk about this right now. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Tyler Perry celebrating his birthday, Playboi Carti, and Lily Reinhart celebrating her birthday as well.
All right, so obviously we are in Vegas for the Canelo Belenga fight tomorrow night. Pay-per-view,
yes.
Baby.
Let's so excited.
Go. Yeah, shout out to New York for putting us up. Right away, I want to say congratulations before we do anything to Cardi B. She had her baby girl, and I'm so happy for her.
I wonder if her and Offset are going to be back together now.
You know what, Automatic? I hope so. I want for every married couple to make it if there's still love and it's still possible.
Nice.
All right, so something else I think everybody would like to see is a boxing collab with UFC. Canelo, arguably one of the biggest promoters right now and biggest boxers in the game. Anthony A. asked him, how do you feel about Dana White? Could there be a UFC collaboration? Here's Canelo's answer. Man.
Well, yeah, why not? I always try to work with everybody. I don't fighting with the people I fight with in my sport, but I respect everybody. And for me, it's an honor the way he talked about me. And the same, I have the same respect for him.
He was all about the love when it comes to Dana White because he said a man is super respectful of him.
Yes, and I also believe that Dana White's love for Mexican heritage and just Mexican fighters is genuine as well, too.
Oh, me too.
This could be one of the biggest, if they were ever to collaborate, one of the biggest events in boxing.
Shut Vegas down with that.
So I was thinking about the fact that he loves it, though, because I believe that Latino people support these events to the maximum.
Thanks.
It's been a part of my life since I was little. Boxing, MMA, all of that. So imagine, you heard it here first. It could happen, and that's incredibly exciting. You know, a full conversation with Canelo is up. Check the Dana Cortez Show YouTube channel right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, so listen to this story. A 19-year-old student ate some leftover Chinese noodles, takeout food from a restaurant. Hours later, he had to have both his legs and fingers amputated.
What the fuck?
The student, identified only as JC in the New England Journal of Medicine, developed life-threatening sepsis and gangrene caused by bacteria in the food. Here is a doctor explaining all of that.
Evidence appears to point to the food being bad. We'll never know exactly what happened to it to cause it to have Neisseria meningitidis on it, but we know that bacteria is transmitted through saliva. It made his roommate throw it back up. His roommate was up to date on his vaccination schedule.
And JC was not up to date. Here's the catch, though. JC was eating his roommate's leftovers. Notice the doctor said it's transmitted by saliva, and this type of bacteria lives behind our nose, in between our ears, in the throat. Somehow or another, that bacteria was inside this food and everybody was eating it.
Did the roommate do anything for him after when he was recovering?
I wouldn't have done anything for he ate my food.
I was going to say, you should have given him a helping hand, but you know what? He ate your food automatically.
Some helping fingers.
Well, thankfully
and
he
some
didn't.
Some helping legs.
Yeah. Thankfully he didn't die. Do you guys know what NDE is?
No,
it has something
DJ.
To do with dreaming?
It's a near-death experience.
Oh.
So they actually have found that life may in fact flash before your eyes prior to dying. There's new research on the subject. Doctors followed the brain activity of an elderly man who was dying from a heart attack. They saw the brainwave patterns were much like those during memories, dreams, and meditation. The brain actually remained active after he transitioned into death. So do you know how you always say your life flashes in front of your eyes before you die?
Yes.
Well, that might actually happen. There's like biological proof that you're basically your brain plays a movie when it knows it's about to die.
Oh, I hope my movie's good. I hope my movie's not boring.
My movie's sad. I'll be sad I'm dying and sad about my life.
Oh, man. All right. Another sad story. It takes us back to the year 2016, where Lorraine Goldstrand was upset because her daughter was impacted by Snapchat. It was playing a negative role on her psyche. She was overthinking how she looked, how she appeared. She didn't like this, what this was doing to her daughter. So she made a challenge to her son to stay off of social media for 6 years. And she even offered to pay him to do it.
Oh, right? Damn.
Flash forward to 2022. This man stayed off of social media for 6 years, and she paid him $1,800 to do it.
Wow.
He got $300 a year for staying off social media. His mom got over on him.
He could have made more making TikTok videos and becoming an influencer. Boy, you better call me.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.